Last year in the UK, the sight of 4,000 people was restored by means of a transplant. But there is a shortage of donors. Eye experts in Southampton are the first in the UK to use a new surgical laser that can split corneal tissue in two, potentially doubling the number of patients who could benefit from sight-saving transplants. Now, could this be a new dawn for treatments for sight conditions? I'm joined now by Parvez Hossain, who's Professor in Ophthalmology at the University of Southampton. Hello there.
Hello, how do you do?
Now, before we go into this, this sounds quite exciting. How important is corneal transplant in the treatment of eye conditions?
Well, it's highly important. I mean, corneal conditions are a major cause of unilateral visual loss in many people in the UK and in the world. Corneal diseases constitute, I think, the fourth leading cause of blindness worldwide. Restoring the vision in 4,000 or so patients in the UK enables them quite often to achieve vision standards up to driving and to be able to do daily tasks of work and navigate, etc. Although it's not as common as other causes of blindness in the UK, it remains a major cause of problems of unilateral visual loss in the UK. So it's highly important for the patients that have been treated.
There still seems to be a reticence against donating eye tissue still in this country, doesn't there?
Yes, it remains a high barrier towards tissue and organ donation in the UK. Individuals are quite happy to donate their kidneys and liver, but when it comes to the heart and the eyes, there is a reticence in terms of donation. And particularly the eyes stand out as one organ where both the donor as well as their family, the deceased families, I remember that eyes can be donated after death, are reluctant to go forward with. So there seems to be some sort of yuck factor in it. Which isn't always explicable.
So this treatment, as I mentioned in the intro there, this affords perhaps the chance to double the possibilities from the current situation that you have just now. Tell us about the new procedure then. How does it differ?
Well, the key point is really the ability to split corneal tissue into different layers. The moment, if certain laser procedures produce a lot of energy and they can damage different layers of the cornea, so only one layer can be used at a time. Alternatively, they have to be then split using a manual method using by hand, which also ends up destroying one component of the corneal layers. So in this particular platform, the layers can be dissected very evenly and without much collateral damage. And so both layers of the cornea, or two layers of the cornea, are viable for transplantation. Thus it allows its further use in other recipients for patients who have corneal diseases where the front component of the cornea is damaged and that can be replaced separately. And with those patients where the back portion of the cornea is damaged, for example, in Fuchs dystrophy, then that component then can be used to treat those patients. So this allows a layer-by-layer approach to corneal transplant surgery, and that's the key advantage of using this laser platform. It allows that particular type of surgery to be fully viable.
What kind of conditions would this be used to treat just now, and is there potential for it to be used for other conditions as time goes on?
Yes, I mean, the key conditions, I mean, the two most common reasons for corneal transplantation in the UK, especially a condition where you've got damage to the back surface of the cornea, corneal endothelium, for a condition called Fuchs endothelial dystrophy. So this allows patients with that condition to be treated, as well as patients who have abnormalities of the anterior component of the cornea, such as keratoconus. So those patients could be treated with the same corneal transplant as a patient receiving the cornea or back left of the cornea for endothelial dystrophy. So those are the two major cases of types of conditions in which this laser could be helpful for. And they also stand out as the leading indications for corneal transplant surgery in this country.
Would it be used for cataracts, do you think, at some point?
Well, the laser platform can be used, and it has actually been primarily developed for cataract surgery. And in a few centers around the world, then it is used for that. So it can also be used for cataract surgery, and because of the limited collateral damage from the laser platform and the way that the laser light is delivered and controlled, it allows cataract surgery to be performed safely, more safely and also more precisely, with a lower learning curve for trainees than our current approaches to cataract surgery using just hand methods. So there is advantages in that as well.
And presumably for the patient themselves, this is less invasive, there's less collateral damage, yeah?
Yeah, there's less collateral damage, and there's also an improvement, potential improvement in the refractive outcomes from the platform for cataract surgery. And there's the key advantage that in a more complex case, the rate of complications are likely to be lower.
Now, I believe the UK is the only, the third country to use this so far. What's the feedback like?
Well, at the moment, we've only treated one patient. And the feedback so far has been positive. Certainly in terms of its operation, the laser certainly achieves a higher level of precision cutting than we can do using surgical blades. So it seems to improve the incisions that are being made and makes it easier and to secure the wound intraoperatively. And it appears that the patients are, or at least the one patient is comfortable after the procedure. We're planning to do a further longer trial of the device over the next few weeks, and we'll see what the patient's response is from the treatment.
So what would you think would be the likely time for this treatment to become available to the general public, if everything works out all right?
Well, in Southampton, we're planning to purchase the laser using a charity bid. Although the laser costing upwards of about £500,000, so we feel that the local hospital charity would be able to get the machine. If that is, if the charity fund is all successful, then it could be available in the next 12 months. Widely, it will depend on each NHS unit to be able to raise that sort of cash for the machine. So the main limiting factor is whether they can raise the funds for the purchase of such an instrument. But what we hope to do in Southampton is to show that in the NHS that there are clear benefits from using this device, and once we've produced our audit and research information and make it available publicly, then I would expect that in the next 5 years it would be more widely available in the NHS.
Is it quite exciting, would you say, as a prospect?
I think so. It provides a step change in the way we do both corneal surgery and cataract surgery, and so it's an exciting opportunity, and it's also likely that the cost of the device will go down. So I feel it's exciting because the patients will benefit and they'll see certainly a lot better. The transplant availability could improve, and our rate of transplantation will certainly double over perhaps the next 10 years. If this is widely adopted.
Well, it's certainly as an outsider looking in, it looks like an exciting prospect. Professor Parvez Hussain from the University of Southampton, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.